Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, scientists working at the Brain and Mind Institute at the University of Western Ontario found that a 39-year-old man who suffered a brain injury during a car crash 12 years ago, who's been in a vegetative state ever since, can communicate. ABC's Linda Alban reports the breakthrough so significant it could mean a rewrite of some medical textbooks.
Canadian Scott Routley was believed to have been in a vegetative state for a decade after a car accident, unaware of himself or the outside world. That is, until he was placed in an fMRI or functional magnetic resonance imaging machine and asked this question by British neurosurgeon Adrian Owen.
I want you to tell us whether you are in any pain.
His scan suggested he clearly answered no. The results have delighted Scott's family, amazed his doctors, and hopefully can be used to improve the quality of other patients' lives. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
And Scott is going to be featured on a documentary that airs tonight on the BBC. Have you started your holiday shopping?
Dashing through the snow.
The Canadian Toy Testing Council has released its toy report. The results of testing by 200 families. 680's Christy Cameron takes a look at this season's hottest toys.
The Children's Choice Award winners are selected by the most important raters, the children. The list includes everything from board games to electronic play toys. Toy testers Zachary and Dylan tell me why Future Planet E-Rangers headquarters deserved its spot on the list.
So I just like that it's so much science in it because I really like science.
Since testing took place over several weeks, families were also able to choose their top picks based on how well a toy could withstand everyday wear and tear. For a full list of award winners, check out our website. Christy Cameron, 680 News.
And the City of Toronto has launched a pilot project to test different sidewalk surfaces designed to make it easier for pedestrians who are visually impaired. Four surfaces featuring different treatments and colors have been installed at the corner of Victoria and Shooter. City staff will evaluate the four surfaces to assist them in preparing recommendations. The intersection of Shooter and Victoria is scheduled for reconstruction at the end of the pilot project, which will be in 2013.